In the Kutta Sichas Chelek Yuralef, the second Sicha of Parshas Yisrei, the Rebbe made a siyum on Sefer HaTanya where it discusses the rabbinic prohibition of certain types of speech on Shabbos. And the Rebbe explains it also Api Nigla in conjunction with the Yerushalmi. There's a Tesvis that the Rebbe analyzes in Sif Hei and Vav in order to understand what the Rebbe is bringing out from this Tesvis and Pshat and Nosifim. I think it's worthwhile first to situate this section in view of the Sicha in general. So in Siv Beis HaRasicha, the Rebbe explains why it is that there's no Isser Midyaraisa of speech on Shabbos, even though Hashem created the world through speech. And the Rebbe quotes from Tzamach Tzedek in Orot Torah that he explains that by Hashem, speech actually created something, whereas by us, nothing actually gets created. Ein mishava maisa. There's no actual creation that happens in the world as a result of our speech. And therefore, it's not prohibited midiraisa, only midirabon. And the Rebbe asks, but if there's no comparison whatsoever, so why should it be prohibited even midirabon if there's no similarity whatsoever? In Sif Dal, the Rebbe gives the basic explanation that when it comes to maisa, maisa is a pu'ula b'davar shechutz mimenu. It actually makes a difference in something in the world, whereas both speech and thought do not have that effect. But if you look into it more carefully, we differentiate between speech and thought. Where there's a rabbinic prohibition on speech, any prohibition on thought on Shabbos is only midas chassidus, as it brings Baruch later in the Sicha. So what's the difference between speech and thought? That when it comes to thought, Eishis and Machshava are very, very refined. They're ruchnias, Dakos b'yeser, and they have no connection. Really, nobody can be affected by what you think. But when it comes to Eishis HaDibur, the letters themselves are physical letters. The person is moving their lips, and they have an ability to affect la'achriach pu'ula. And the Rebbe brings down from the Gemara in Aveda Zara that if a person is machamer b'Shabbos, that he by his speech he causes an animal to carry a load. The animal is already loaded, and he speaks, and the animal moves. So the Gemara says, "Va'ozla machmase." As a result of his speech, the animal moves. The person is chayev chatas. So over midiraisa. So we see that the speech is causing the pu'ula, and therefore we see that has an effect. With the elam ha'maisa. When it comes to machshava, even though a person might have the intention to do something, and eventually that intention, that machshava, will come out to lidei maisa, but it's too far. The world of machshava is too far from the world of maisa that the two should be connected together in order to make the person prohibited from having different types of thought. Midas chassidus is different, but they're too far. Mashen ken dibur is close enough that it could have an effect. And at least superficially, that's sufficient to prove the point that the Rebbe is bringing out. Because Siv Hei and Vav, when you skip that and you go to Siv Zayin, so the Rebbe returns and brings the Raya Kanal Siv Dalid, that he already proved previously in Siv Dalet that Dibur has some comparison with the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because although Hashem's speech mamish made a pu'ula, but at least for our Dibur, it's machriach a pu'ula. But machshava, there's no comparison whatsoever, and therefore there's no gzeir even midrabanan on machshava, because you cannot affect something in the real world through machshava. The Rebbe therefore concludes in Sif Ches that now we understand why there's a gezeira on Dibur and there's not a gezeira on Machshava. Because in general, the Chachamim were gezer on things which are similar to Isurim Diraisa. And over here, since there is some Hishtavos that through Dibur you can be Machriach HaPu'ula, such as in the case of Machamer, that by speech you cause the animal to move, to carry a load. So therefore, there is some effect in this world. So there is some Hishtavos, so they're gezer midrabon. Mashenken Machshava has no connection that you can make an effect that's visible in this world, and therefore there's no reason for the gezeira. Now, to return to Sif Hei and Vav, we see at the beginning of Sif Hei, it seems that the Rebbe is just giving an illustration of this. Chiluk zeh shebein machshava v'dibur matzino gam ba'halacha. So he's bringing a dugma and a halacha for this difference between machshava and dibur. Before going into the Tesis, just to make one thing clear, we're accustomed to the idea of Akimas Svosav Have Maisa. Our Gisar in this Gemara over here is Akimas Piv, Rabbi Yechanan says. Have a maisa. We are accustomed to this in Tanya. You look at the Mafteich in the back of Tanya. The Rebbe's Mafteich brings it a number of times in Akiva's Svos of Have a Maisa. It's brought down in Tanya. And over there, it's speaking about the mere fact that one's lips are moving, that gives it the gather of maisa. So like Abadira Bachtachtenim and other things, it has this gather. But we don't say halachically when it comes to making somebody chayef, that we say that Akim is Fasov Havi Maisa, and therefore, if there's a prohibition regarding speech, that it's a lav shein be Maisa. A person gets a malchus only for a lav sheyesh be Maisa, if there's an action associated with it. We don't just simply import that phrase, Akim is Fasov Havi Maisa, we make a person chayav for everything in speech. It says Beferish in the Gemara that a person such as Nishba, it's a lav shein be Maisa, we need limudim in order to make the person chayav for that. But it's called a lav shein be Maisa, even though we say, but that's not what it means halachically. Not every case we have a prohibition of speech. Does a person get malchus? So when analyzing a thesis on the subject, the Rebbe brings down exactly what is the mechanism by which the dibur gets associated with the maisa. So the Gemara says, Bav Metzia and Sanhedrin and other places, that you're not allowed to, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to muzzle an animal when it's threshing. What happens if you prevent the animal from eating by yelling at it? It bends down to eat, and then you say, go. You make the animal walk, and you keep frightening the animal so it never gets to eat. Or you're chayev, and you're not chayev. So Rabbi Yechanan says you are. Rosh Lakish says not, but we're talking about the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that you're chayev. Why? Because Akimas Piv Havamaisa, he says. So we'll get to the details of the Tesis in a minute, but the main nekud the Tesis brings down is that you need a maisa that comes out of the dibur. So, but the dibur covered maisa, says Tesis, that since as a result of the speech, the animal ends up walking, so that's why he's chayiv. It's called the lav sheyesh be maisa, not just because he's moving his lips, because as a result of his moving his lips, the animal moves. But the Rebbe asks, this explanation of Tesis doesn't seem to fit Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon is making a chayiv because he's moving his lips, and that's considered a maisa. So why is Tesis coming along and saying that the animal walking is the maisa? We're talking about the action of the person, we're talking about the action of the animal. The Rebbe explains in Siv Vav that the action makes it that it's as if it's the beginning of the action of the animal. It's as if it's a hemshech, it's one continuation, where you have the speech of the person, which is akimus piv hava maisa, and then we have the walking of the animal, which results, it's like one hemshech, one action. So the isir is the asiya of the adam. And that's why it's a lav sheyesh be maisa, because akimus vasav hava maisa. That itself is not enough. It has to come down to an actual maisa, which is the animal walking. Then it brings a dugman alacha, that we have shliya shaladim kamesa. So Reuven gives Shimon, the Rebbe doesn't bring the example, but he sends Shimon as a shliach to be makadesh isha. So Shimon does the pula, and then the woman is married to Reuven. How does that work? That maisa of Shimon is misyaches to Reuven. So over here, the hemshach between, it's main dogma, it's not exactly the same thing, but since there's a maisa, it's taka kimas piv, it's a small maisa, but that maisa is close enough to the maisa, it's in elam maisa, and therefore it's considered to be one hemshach, and it's considered to be a lav sheyesh by maisa. Mashenkin, if it was only in you know, machshava is a completely different world. You cannot be mitzarif this machshava to the maisa that's going to come out later, even though it went as a result of the machshava, it went through this and that, and eventually it resulted in a maisa, but that's too far to connect the machshava with the maisa. And therefore, even though the person might have said something, nevertheless, since it had its origin in machshava, the real iser is iser machshava, so therefore it's not misyachas to the maisa, and we call it a lav sheim by maisa. Then it brings a dogma that even in shlichas, you have to have some similarity between the mishaleich and the shliach. That if he's not Jewish, can't be a shliach, and so on. So in order to have it be misyaches, the maisa, to the machshava, it's too far. So it cannot be called a lav sheyesh by maisa just because it started with eilam machshava. So to get to the details of Sif Hei, so there are two gemaras that Tesis asks that seem to be a contradiction to the idea of akim b'svos have a maisa. The Gemara in Shavuah says a person who makes a false oath, it's called a lav shein by maisa. We need some of the limud in order to make him chayiv. But if the person's moving his lips, Rabbi Yechanan says that akimus piv have a maisa. So why is Rabbi Yechanan call it a lav shein by maisa if he's moving his lips? And that's what Tesis answers, that it's b'dibur covered maisa, that there's no maisa that comes out of the shvua. But when it comes to stopping the animal from eating, so there's an action that's going to come out And that's when the Rebbe asks, but who's doing the mice over here? Is it the behemoth or is it the person? The Gemara says, Akim is Piva of the mice, it's the person. And according to Tesis, the mice is the behemoth. And that's when the Rebbe answers and says, that it's called one Hemshech, that since Akim is Piva of the mice, that's why you're able to be Miachazit to the mice of the behemoth. So it's considered one mice that starts with the person, it's the mice of the person. That was a question based on the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chaf Aleph, Omer Aleph. Then the Rebbe asked from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samachay, Omer Beis. Over there, the Gemara asked about Edim Zeimimin, that false, certain type of false witness. Where it discusses, why do you say that Edim Zeimim is a Lav Sheim Bei Maisa? L'chura, Teisva says, it's similar to the case of stopping the animal from eating. Why is it similar? It's just speech. Over there, there's also a Maisa, because as a result of their false testimony, the person is going to get punished. Or something's going to happen to him as a result of their testimony. And therefore the Gemara asks, why shouldn't we call it a lav sheyesh b'maisa, just like we say by chosma b'keil, by stopping the animal from eating? Then the Gemara answered, it's different. Edim zeimim, it starts with their testimony about what they saw. And when you saw something, that's mamash ein b'maisa. So that's where the whole thing started, with their claim of what they saw. So therefore ein b'maisa. So the Rebbe asked, but wait a second. As a result of that, ultimately, Ka'ovid Maisa, and that's the Svar of Teisvis. So why shouldn't he be Chayiv? The Gemara says it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa, Edim Zeimim, because it started with their sight. There's Riyah, and Riyah, there's no Maisa. But what difference does it make? Since in the end it's coming to a Maisa, so the Svar of Teisvis should make him Chayiv. That's what the Rebbe explained, that the Riyah is on the, like Inyan of Machshava, since there's no Maisa, and the Isser of the Edim Zeimimim, what they did wrong, it started with something which is a level of Machshava, even though ultimately it's coming down to the level of Maisa, that the person's going to be punished unjustly as a result of their false testimony, nevertheless, you cannot join that together to the Isser. And it's called the Lav Sheim B'Maisa. Why is Lav Sheim B'Maisa? There is a Maisa which comes out in the end, the person is being punished. But it started with their sight, started with their Riyah. So that's on the level of Machshava. And that's the Rebbe's Raya that we see from this Halacha, that Machshava is too far to be connected with the Maisa. Mashen Kinyi from Dibur is close enough can yet be connected with the Machshava, with the Maisa. That's the Hemshech of the Sicha. I just want to add, B'derech Hefsher, the Luchura, it's not just a dogma. Hey and Vav is not just, we see a place in Halacha for the Svara that the Rebbe brings, and therefore would have been understandable even without that. L'Pail, the Rebbe is explaining over here the whole Geder of how it is the Dibur gets connected with the Maisa. In Siv Dalet, it looks like we have enough of a proof from Machamer. But even in Machamer, the person speaks and the animal walks. So why should he be Chayiv? He's Chayiv Chattas. The person is Eivim Midianaisa. Why? Where's the Maisa over here? Akim is Svaza of a Maisa. It's not just that he moved his lips. It has to be somehow connected with the Maisa. The Maisa is the behemoth walking. So how did it get connected? So the Rebbe, through his analysis, or Tesis over here, is explaining how it is that the Dibur, the person, gets connected. So the Siv Dalet, he says the fact. And if you skip Hey and Vav, you could go with that idea that we see that the Dibur gets connected, it's close enough to Maisa, but we don't have the mechanism by which this happens. And that's what the Rebbe explains using this dogma. L'chor, it's not just a dogma, it's also a hesber on the inner connection between the Dibur, how the Dibur gets connected with the Maisa. And just one last thing to point out, that if you look in the Aris, in Aris 17, 19, 28, 45, the Rebbe is bringing down from Hemshech Samach Vav, Maimer and Samach Vav, and it looks that many of the Svaras that he's taking is coming from that Maimer, and it's almost as if you're taking the Maimer from Samach Vav, where he says over there that the Ktsas Maisa from the Inyo from Dibor, and he's using that to explain the Yerushalmi and the Tesis, Yichud Nifla between Chassidus and Nigla.